Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're covering some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And before we get into today's stories, I just want to say a huge thank you for everything you do. You're absolutely amazing. Please never forget how important you are. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story was a suggestion over on Twitter. And before we do jump into this story, I just want to give you a warning that there is reference to suicide in here and mental breakdowns as well. So I just want to give you that warning in case you do want to skip this video. That is totally up to you. Please look after your mental health. It's super important. And let's move on to this story. And it's from Legal Question Dallas, who says, I want to get a new job, but boss owns all my possessions and is going to take everything away if I leave. I don't think this is right, but don't know who to call. This is in Dallas, Texas. And there is a couple of parts to this as well. This is kind of a long story, but I am 19 and want to leave my job and go and find a new one. I can do part-time, so I can finish school. My boss is okay with me leaving, but the problem is that he won't be able to support me anymore if I do, which means I will lose everything I own, and now I don't really know where to turn. I started here when I was 16. A guy I knew got a big suite in a hotel, which is one of the nicest ones in Dallas. We had a party here, we were drinking and it got out of control, and people threw up in the room and caused a lot of damage around the hotel and stole a bunch of things. The next morning I woke up to manager and security yelling at me. My friends were all gone but left me sleeping. The manager took me to his office and I was crying and begged him not to call the police, so he said I could start coming in after school and helping them clean rooms and do dishes in the kitchen to work off the money from all the damage and he wouldn't call the police. After a few weeks I told him I couldn't anymore because my parents wouldn't drive me since I wasn't bringing home any money to save and they said he was taking advantage of me. But I just didn't want to tell them I was working to pay off the debt and I didn't listen because I know they didn't know the full story. So he bought me a used bike to use and he said he wanted me there every day until the damage was all paid, plus the bike. Over the next couple of months, he got more and more demanding, and every time I asked how much more work I had to do, he always just said, he'll tell me when I'm finished, and if I don't want to, then he can just call the police. So I kept working and doing what he said. He changed my hours to 4 to 12 every night, and it was affecting my school. He is a nice guy, and didn't want my grades to suffer, and I always had to bring in my report cards, but he said, do not drop out. But when I turned 18, I stopped going to school and just slept in the day. When he found out, he said I had to be here pretty much all day if I'm not going to be in school, which I hate because I don't really have any time for friends or my girlfriend. Then things got rocky with the rents and I said I wanted to leave. My boss is house sitting for a family that lives in India. It has been great except a couple of months per year. I have to move out because they are coming home. They don't know that I live there for the rest of the time. It's not all bad because I have lived comfortably. He lets me take home food from the hotel that is left over from the very upscale restaurant and the house I live in is really nice. And if there are books or other things in the gift shop that no one buys sometimes, he lets me take those too. Still, I've told him several times that I want to be paid, but he always says I owe him and will not tell me how much the damage was or how much I have worked off. I know the statute of limitations is 3 years and after that he can't press charges against me. So yesterday was 3 years exactly and I told him that I know he can't have me arrested anymore and that I want to quit. He said that's okay. He bought my bike and all the good looking clothes I have and all the essentials I needed since I was 16. Now he's saying if I don't work for him anymore that I can't live in the house and I have to give back all the things he bought for me to use during my job. He's got me a lot of things, but I have seriously no money, so there's no way I can leave the job. When I need something, I just ask him if I'm doing well at work and he will buy it for me. So I don't even know where to start to rebuild my life after this place. Are there resources for cases like this? Is there a way to make him let me keep everything until I am on my own feet? Thank you, Reddit. OP then came in with an edit that said, Monday morning. Wow, I'm so overwhelmed to look again this morning and see all the responses. I can't believe how much bigger a deal this is than I realized. I know from an outsider perspective how crazy this must look, but it was always just so easy to fall into this thing and hard to get away from. I called 2 law offices today and both were closed, but I did the contact form, so hopefully they will call me back. I also tried the police, but they said it sounds like a civil issue and said I should contact a lawyer also. I told them what you guys said, that he was basically using me as a slave, but they said unless he was physically detaining me against my will, that it's nothing they can help with. Thank you so much for all the help. Then we do have a couple of relevant comments on this one, which we're covering in just a second, but yeah, that was my first thought is, you know, this is just slavery. And I'm shocked, and I'm not sure, I know a lot of you probably gonna say that you're not shocked, but I'm shocked that the police can't do anything about this and claiming it's a civil issue. Being treated like a slave like that, not being paid for your job. And I know they probably will have to go through the courts eventually anyway, but holy moly, I would love to see that go through the courts. The guy would be absolutely torn to shreds, I imagine. But a commenter said, slavery is illegal. That's what's been going on here. Lord, I don't even know where to begin. Talk to a lawyer that deals with employment law in your area. To which OP replied saying, is that really going to count as slavery and is that textually a crime? I broke the law and he was giving me a chance to avoid prison. He also said since we used fake ID and his brother's credit card that he could call the FBI on us all for fraud. I was really doing this to protect my friends and me and my girlfriend from going to jail. A commenter said, he was talking a bunch of crap. You've been taken advantage of. Go speak to a local lawyer. To which OP replied, wanted to let everyone know that I looked up best employment lawyers in Dallas and sent some emails last night. Figured if this is a bigger deal as everyone here is saying, then they will for sure want my case. Anyway, I got a call back today to set up a meeting first thing tomorrow morning. Wish me luck. A commenter said, I'm not surprised someone responded so quickly, and you got an appointment for first thing tomorrow. Anyone who practices employment law would dream of this case. Best of luck. Please keep me updated if you can. Candy Red One says, you must go to the police and also the local state labor board. There is nothing other than slavery you have become the victim of, and I'm willing to bet you are not the first nor the last person he has hurt. Please do not believe one word he is telling you. He has lied to you and used you all along. Do not be scared. He should be the one that is scared because he is the one going to prison when he is caught. He will do this again. And no, he is not a nice guy. Believe me, if you just move out without reporting him to authorities, your future self will seriously have trouble with that decision. It will be a huge regret, and I say this because once you realize exactly what is happening to you, you will be very shocked and angry. That anger can last a long time if you don't stand up for yourself right now. And one more from Tectonic Wafer says, holy shit. Dude, your situation is a classic example of debt bondage slavery. It's super fucking illegal for your boss to do what he's been doing. And as I said, we have 2 updates on this one, so we're going into the first one now. Thank you all so much for your advice this weekend. I'm literally in the middle of the craziest day of my life today. Looking back, I feel like my situation was way over the top, but it took hearing all of you say it and calling it slavery and then going and talking to these lawyers for it to really hit home what he put me through the past 3 years. I'll write more later, but just want to give a quick update because I am so excited I can hardly focus. Yesterday, I googled the top employment law firms in Dallas and sent some emails. I got a call from a lawyer saying he wanted to meet with me first thing in the morning. My mind was racing all night and I didn't get to sleep until after 3 a.m. and I needed to leave by 7. I printed out about 50 pages of emails I have with him over the past 3 years. I never delete anything and also made notes from some of his voicemails. After about 5 minutes talking to me this morning, he asked if it would be okay for some of the other lawyers he works with to join us, and I spent about 2 hours answering their questions and taking them through everything. The moment this all sank in for me of how big of a deal this was when I saw one of the lawyers tear up a couple of times when I was talking. Honestly, it never felt like such a big deal to me before, but now I'm seeing it from a whole new light. In the end, they said they will 100% take my case, and I won't have to pay them anything up front, and they just need a few days to do some research before we meet again and talk about the details, which is going to happen on Friday. Like a bunch of you said, they told me it's a lot more than just a pay issue and that there are lots of parts they need to explore about lost wages and also criminal charges that he will 100% face, but that they need to talk about the strategy first. They also said, since I'm over 18, now that my parents don't need to know anything or be involved in any way. When we were finishing the main lawyer I was talking to asked, what was I doing the rest of the day? I told him I thought I was going to play it cool until we actually sue him, and I would go to work after this. I called in sick this morning and said I would be in after lunch. He said, will you excuse us for just a minute? And then they went into another office to talk for a few minutes. When they came back out, they asked me if I want to stop working at this job and get out from under this guy. I said yes. So he said, go home, pack my things, and they're going to make arrangements for me this afternoon. He said I'm never going to work there again and should not answer any calls or messages from them ever again. So I've been home now for a few hours packing, and then I got this email from their office. It said OP's name. It was a pleasure meeting you this morning. This person asked me to get in touch to share details of the accommodations we would like to provide, as well as some logistical information in advance of your Friday meeting. We made a 30-day reservation for you at this place, which is closer to our offices in this location. I've attached a copy of your reservation confirmation. Please note that it has been paid in full. This person from our office will be in touch around 4 o'clock this afternoon to check in on how things are going and coordinate with you on getting your things out of the house and into the hotel. She will also provide you with some spending money for any immediate essentials and get you set up with an UberX account to make transportation to our office a little easier next time. Although we hope to represent you in these matters, we are providing these accommodations at no cost and with no obligation on your part. This is intended to help to bring a more immediate stability to your living situation so you can focus on next steps in your life. Thank you again for getting in touch with us. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Warm regards, this person. Then goes on to say, I'm assuming if they are willing to do all this for me and spend all this money, that they think they are going to make a lot of money from this, which probably I'm going to come out well. So I am beyond thrilled with how this is turning out so far and 100% want to work with them. I still have a ton to pack and just wasted an hour on the internet, but I'm going to go back to it now. Thank you all so, so much for pointing me in the right direction.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Action. And we do have a further update on this one as well, but oh my word, I can't believe how crazy this is getting. I mean, when it was going to lawyers, it was clearly something like this was going to happen, but I can't believe the law firm, you know, has put OP in accommodation and all this kind of thing. I think that's absolutely amazing. And it sort of strikes me at this moment with what they're, with them putting him up in this accommodation and all this kind of other stuff, that, you know, there is money to be made here. I'm not, obviously it's a very, very nice thing to do, but from a business point of view, paying for that amount of money for someone to get out of a situation doesn't make sense. And that's the only thing I'm thinking at the minute. And with what happened with my father when he had mesothelioma, which is obviously an asbestos-based cancer, I was getting contacted by law firms up and down the country and still do to this day. But now let's move on to that final update to see what happened with OP. I posted here a couple of days ago when I was stuck working for someone who threatened to have me arrested over some room damage my friends caused. Sorry I can't find the post, but some of you may remember. A lot has changed since then, and the advice I got from all of you has been such a big part of it. I have thought about this frequently and wanted to come back and write something to update you. The firm I hired was the best thing I could have ever hoped for. They got me out from under his thumb immediately and helped me get back on my own feet without having to be under my boss or my parents or anyone else. During the days after that, I basically lived in their offices for a few months when this started, since we were going through 1,000 emails and voice messages talking about the context behind them all and trying to make a long timeline of events and tell them everything that ever happened with him. It was so emotionally draining, but their team was very supportive and helped me get through the hard times. When it was all laid out in front of me, the guilt over what I did to my life really took hold. How could I be so stupid? It's so obvious what he was doing, etc. Simple math that said none of this made sense, but I just didn't see it. I think part of it was because of my parents and not wanting to listen to them so much that I decided they had to be wrong when they tried to get me to stop. My lawyer started talking to my boss and his lawyer and the hotel chain executives, and also the police, and they said there were also some issues that made it possibly a federal crime. None of that registered with me how serious it was. But once that happened and I thought things were going to be okay, he came to the hotel I was staying in. Yes, he actually followed me from my lawyer's office one day, and that's how he found out where I was staying. And came to the door yelling at me about how he gave me everything and did everything for me, and that this is going to ruin him and his family, and showing me pictures of his kids who he said would starve without him to put food on the table. Telling me I blew this out of all proportion and that my lawyers were going to bankrupt his family and put him in prison for life. They never said anything to me about that, and I didn't want his family to suffer so much, but he was also being really mean. He had never yelled at me like this before, and even though he never hurt me in the past, this time I actually was scared. I texted my lawyer to see what I should do, and they came immediately with the police, and they arrested him immediately and got me a restraining order. A few days later, my mum and lawyer came over while I was taking a nap and woke me and told me he killed himself. I've never felt as bad as I did at that moment. It's a feeling I wouldn't wish on anyone. Just a sick feeling in my stomach and my whole body felt numb. And I felt like it was a bad dream I could wake up from. Except I couldn't. I had a mental breakdown and spent 2 months in the hospital thinking about all the things he said to me about his family and about me overblowing this, and it made me question everything again. My lawyers said they would handle as much of this as they can without me, and just come to me when they had something important they needed my input for. My parents also came back in the picture and were very supportive and were helping more than I ever expected. I asked my mum to bring a printout of all the comments from my first post, and they helped me a lot. I read over them every day, just to remind myself of what he did was not okay, and that I was right to get help. The most apologetic person was someone from the hotel chain. They said it was a private owned and managed hotel, so my boss didn't even work for them, but they still wanted to make sure I was okay. In the first comments you guys were saying I should be owed at least $30,000. Well, the hotel chain itself paid me more than that just for agreeing they were not responsible for what he did. Lawyers said it was a generous offer they didn't even have to make, and that the person I talked to genuinely felt sick over my situation and wanted to do the right thing. So they told me I should take it and that there was a lot more coming from the franchisee, which actually owns dozens of hotels, but not all from this chain. The franchisee was very defensive at first, but a big turning point was when they realized that one of the managers who was over the hotels in Dallas was actually a guy I saw all the time and who my boss had told the story of me working there. And we talked about it once, and he told me he hoped I worked it off soon and wished me good luck. But he knew I was there for years, and he was also the one who approved our budget, so he knew they were not paying me. My lawyers were very smart to find this out, and when they did, the franchisee wanted to settle. It was a big settlement. My lawyers got a third. They said it was one of the biggest any of them have ever seen for this kind of case, but they said it was fully warranted. I have enough to live on for a very long time and can also finish my education in hotel management and will have enough left over to start a hotel after if I wanted to do that. It has been a blessing, but I also didn't realize how incredibly hard it is. I never told anyone about the settlement, but people found out. Everyone comes out of the woodwork and suddenly wants to be my friend again. So the hardest thing is by far trying to figure out who I want to be friends with and who I don't. Little awkward things like you go to dinner with a small group of people and people look at you like they expect you to pay for everyone just because you got a big payout. Guess who even had the balls to call me? The friends I was with all those years ago who left me in that damn room, and my girlfriend who tried to protect me from her parents and didn't reveal their name so her Bible thumper parents wouldn't find out she was bi. It hurt a lot to hear from them after all these years. Very upsetting. Pretty much the only people I really trust now are the people who stuck with me before. But I do have a financial manager now who makes sure I'm being smart with my money and tells me how much I should use for different things I want to do. So, that's my story. And now I'm going to school part-time and doing a lot of outdoor sports and also got into cooking. Little things like having time for hobbies and fun are a big change for me, and I still feel like it's some new life I'm getting used to. I feel like I've lived four lives already in these different little phases, but so far this one is my favourite. I still have nightmares sometimes about my old boss and just remembering him yelling at me that day at my hotel and then hearing that he died. I remember all the times he was nice to me and gave me things and did things for me and gave me dating advice and told me I was smart, pretty, etc. Sometimes I wonder, even as happy as I am now, if it was worthwhile to know that he's gone and his family is suffering and has nothing. My therapist says sometimes the right thing can be hard and hurts, and sometimes bad things happen to good people who don't deserve it, but that I did everything right. So that helps me feel a lot better. One day at a time. And as I was reading through this, you know, from the first post to the last post, you can almost read the difference in the way OP feels and how they're feeling emotionally and when they realized about what's going on. That is slavery, you know, the way that they was accepting this, the way this person was treating them, that, you know, they got me clothes and all this kind of stuff. They was helping OP live their life, etc., etc. But as we started to move through the story and after the comments came in, you know, there was a change in the way OP felt. They realized how bad their situation was and started taking comments, advice and going to law firms about this. And then the lawyers doubled down and made OP feel even more secure in their position. And this isn't normal. And then the confidence in that final update and the way they're feeling and the way their life is changing. And it must have been an absolute scary situation to have that person come back into your life when you think that you've escaped them now. They come banging on your door and shouting at you and trying to manipulate you further. And then OP feeling guilty about what happened to their old boss. Just an absolute roller coaster of emotions all the way through this. An absolute wild one. And I always try to put myself in someone's shoes, and I just can't imagine living through those different situations, all those different feelings going on, and what OP has dealt with. But I hope wherever they are now, whatever they're doing now, that they're living their best life, because they truly, truly deserve it. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. As always, I would absolutely love to hear them. And just a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today, getting involved in the stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.